And let's see, first thing is 6028. We'll do a little quick review of the bill and where we are, John.
Just a reminder, Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a bill that was introduced at the request of the Department of Aviation, and it basically deals with clarifying and making some modifications in the licensing requirements for civil aircraft. Those requirements haven't been looked at seriously since the 1997 session, and so this kind of cleans them up a little bit, removes some archaic references. We have also received an amendment from the department asking that the provisions in the bill that would have given them the authority to assess civil penalties for failure to license an aircraft, that language be removed from the bill. So they would simply revert back to the current law, which provides that failure to register is a Class A violation, and they would need to go through the normal judicial process in order to prosecute somebody for failure to register.
Committee, the aviation people are here. If you have questions, I told them they didn't need to come up, but it's your pleasure. I'm ready to work this bill whenever you are.
You're the aviation person. If I had the privilege of owning an aircraft, maybe.
No, I'm fine. Yes. I'll entertain a motion to move the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2068.
Representative Beyer moves that we adopt the Dash 1 amendments to 2068. Any discussion? Any opposition? Amendments are adopted. And now we're ready for the main bill.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2068 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Beyer moves House Bill 2068 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Mike, please call the roll.
Representative Boone. She may be out in the hall when you want to check.
Is she out? We could get her there. Then we wouldn't have to suspend you. No, I do consent. That's all right.
Representative Berlin?
Aye.
Representative Burley?
Aye.
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Beyer?
Aye.
Chair Jones?
Aye. Let the record show that Representative Boone is excused. It's pretty easy. Consent calendar?
I don't know why not.
Yeah. Good. You're here. Representative Beyer moves that we place it on the consent calendar.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do I hear an objection? All right, it's done.
Rules you have to remember as chair.
okay. And now open. Work session on 2106, Department of Transportation, having to do with license stickers. You want to talk to us, John, about it?
Well, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is a bill that you've heard previously. It would basically allow the Department of Transportation to set the rules or reasons for issuing replacement licenses, permits, and ID cards by rule. The current law provides a list of reasons that are valid. However, the department testified that there are times when odd or unique kinds of situations emerge with regard to the reissuance of these kinds of documents, and they'd like a little bit more flexibility. We do have an amendment on this bill on page 3, line 3. that addresses an issue that Representative Burley raised during the committee meeting about removing the language "or destroyed" from a particular line relating to the surrendering or destruction of the prior documents that replacement was being sought for. So we have that amendment for possible consideration today. It would move the word with the words "or destroyed."
Robin, do you have anything?
Chair Gilman, just would like to ask the committee to support our amendment and support the bill. That's all I have. My testimony would just recap the bill. I don't think it's necessary at this time.
Mr. Chair.
Do you have a motion?
Yes, I do. I was going to make one. I move that we add the amendment to our consideration of House Bill 2106, the Dash 1 Amendment.
After saying, and do we have Dash? Yeah. Moves the Dash 1 amendments to 2106. Any discussion? Any opposition? Amendment is adopted. And now we're ready for movement of 2106 to the House floor.
I move, Mr. Chair, House Bill 2106 to the floor as amended for the consent calendar. With a due pass? Okay.
Recommended. Representative Thacher moves House Bill 2106 as amended to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Call the roll, please, Mike.
Representative Bruin?
Aye.
Burley?
Aye.
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Thacher?
Aye.
Representative Beyer?
Aye.
Chair Gilman?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
She moved consent.
Well, I tried to, but you said you'd correct me. You said due pass. I'm like, okay. But I was suggesting due pass or a consent calendar, but you know, you can do whatever you want.
After moves that we place 2106 on the consent calendar. Any discussion? Any objection? Motion carries. All right. Now, John, you want to talk to us about 2114.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is another bill that we've previously heard. It deals with a requirement that dealers and others and towing businesses have to remove registration stickers when selling a vehicle. It was designed to clarify the intent of a bill from last session that after adoption was determined would apply to a broader class of vehicle that was originally intended. For example, it would include motorcycles, motorhomes, campers, and other types of vehicles when the intent was to simply have it apply to cars and pickups, if you will. We have two amendments to the bill. One is an amendment that Representative Beyer brought forward that would add to line 20 of the printed bill the phrase "or to a person who has a wrecker certificate issued under ORS 222.110. This is a section of the bill that would exempt those people from having to remove the sticker if all they were doing was selling the vehicle to a registered dealer. And so that's what that amendment does. And it just, it adds those individuals with a wrecker certificate among those that would not have to remove the sticker if they were selling it to another dealer. Not if they were selling it to the public, but just to another dealer.
Okay. And then we have another amendment.
Yes, then we have Dash 2 amendment that addresses an issue that Representative Burley raised concerning the definition of a vehicle that's in this particular bill, where it stated that it would apply to vehicles primarily manufactured for the purpose of carrying passengers. And he raised the question concerning whether that would exempt pickup trucks, because they are not, could be viewed by some as not primarily designed to carry passengers. So the amendment, the dash 2 amendment, all it does is remove the word primarily from that phrase.
Okay. Robin, do you want to add anything to this? Or no? Okay. That's fine. Entertain a motion.
Wondering if we're in work session or are we?
I think we're ready for work session. I hope did I say hearing?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I would move the dash. Do you move them at the same time?
Or? I think so. We're going to try it and find out if it's the rules.
I would move the dash 1 and the dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2114.
Representative Beyer moves dash 1 and dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2114. Any discussion? Any opposition? Amendments are approved.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2114 to the floor with a passed recommendation.
Representative Beyer moves 2114 to the floor as amended with a pass recommendation. Discussion. Please call the roll, Mike.
Representative Burley?
Aye.
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Beyer?
Aye.
Representative Bruin?
Aye.
Chair Gilman?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Do we want to try to put it on consent? I'm a little close to it to make that decision. So,
You'd like to carry this bill, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure. I would like to carry this, yes.
I thought you would.
I'd be happy.
Good. And I have to announce that there's the chair has a little confusion about introduction of committee bills, and so we're not going to introduce any today. We will introduce those on Monday, at least two of them, but stay tuned. Anything else? Anybody has? Goodness, we're flying along here. Now, don't forget, at 3 o'clock, it's right...
In room 50,
we meet with the Senate to listen to the cost allocation study. So I'd like most of us to be here for that, or be there.
Do you know how long that's anticipated to be?
I've heard everything from 45 minutes to an hour and a half.
That's close, which means closer to an hour and a half.
Meeting is adjourned.